talk about these cameras that we find now on traffic lights and signals all around this country. You know, states are passing them for two reasons. One, they don't have enough budget for police officers, so it's easier and cheaper to put some camera up there.
Yeah.
But is that an invasion of our privacy?
Well, you're talking specifically about red light cameras?
Yes.
Yeah. That's really not a privacy issue per se. It's more interesting in terms of is it what it purports to be question. you said it just now. You mentioned not having enough police officers, and what that really means is money. And there's a real issue with whether or not, in many cases, these red light cameras haven't been situated in such a way, and with yellow light timing in such a way, which is a very critical part of the equation, to be revenue enhancement tools rather than safety tools. And there's been a lot of back and forth on this. As you probably know, some areas that previously had red light cameras have now removed them because it began to appear that they were not fulfilling their original purpose, even though they were bringing money into the treasury. In California, they have to have signs up on the intersections where those red light cameras are in use. But in some parts of the country, not only are there red light cameras, but there's also automated speeding trap systems too. I'm not using trap in a prerogative sense, but you know that's what it is to most people.
In California, where are the signs posted? Are they by the camera, or do they give you a little forethought that it's coming?
It's supposed to be, you know, so many feet in front of the intersection with a little symbol of a red, yellow, green traffic light, and I think it says controlled intersection is the typical phrase on there. Somehow those often end up behind bushes and things. It's funny how that happens. But it really does appear in a lot of cases. There are some intersections where there were safety concerns, but boy, when you look at the numbers on these things, it does seem like somebody somewhere figured out that if you put it on this particular intersection and you shorten the yellow light a little bit, they're not supposed to do that. The yellow light is supposed to be managed in a fair way. But every little tweak you make of the system brings in N more dollars, and I think that has a lot of people kind of steaming under the collar.
I haven't seen the numbers, but I wonder what some major cities bring in traffic tickets and fines and violations.
Yeah, I don't know the number offhand, but it's not trivial. It is decidedly not trivial.
I would guess that it pays a pretty good sum of a police department's budget. I would think.
Yeah, I guess it's going to probably be a different kind of thing in a big city versus a small community in terms of, you know, the ratio on these things. But to the extent that these systems can be automated, there's always a lot of incentive to do it. But of course, the red light cameras are just one aspect of video, you know, video systems. It's probably at the bottom of the list when it comes to privacy issues. What's of more concern is often when money is being spent for putting cameras in more general surveillance modes where it starts to feel like you're being followed all the time by a policeman, and that brings up all kinds of other issues.
Let's talk about that if we can, Lauren. Where might these cameras be situated?
Well, they're pretty much everywhere now in a lot of cities in terms of the kinds of places they can be. Some of them are the traditional kinds of cameras that are very obvious because they're the big metal units with the pan and tilt systems and all of that. But of course, the technology has been advancing rather rapidly in this area, and you can now have tiny little cameras that don't even appear to be cameras. And the usual argument that's made in favor of these by law enforcement, and I've heard this so many times that, you know, whenever I hear it, I start to feel a little bit queasy, is that you have no expectation of privacy in public places. This is the line that everybody uses. And it's an unfortunate way of looking at it because it seems to suggest that if the technology existed to follow you everywhere you went from the moment you left your door to the moment you got to your destination, and to record that all the time and to store it and then go back and look at it later or whatever, there'd be no problem with that. And yet, if that was being done by, and the example I use is a slimy little guy in a raincoat with a clipboard, who you know, as soon as you left your house, he started trailing you, you know, driving a Columbo-type car or something,
yeah,
right?
You can't get away from him.
And wherever you go, he's following you, and he's carrying a little camera, and every time you look in a window, he goes snap, and when you talk on your cell phone, he starts scribbling on the manila pad and all that. And if you had a million of those guys following a million people, I don't think most citizens would really be comfortable with that. And yet the kind of surveillance networks, the video surveillance networks that are being gradually implemented, really amount to the same thing in a technological way. And if you want an example of where it can really go to the ultimate, all you have to do is go to England, which is rapidly becoming the 1984... It's absolutely amazing what's going on over there now, not only in terms of video surveillance, which has become vast, but as you may know, they actually are starting to track license plates of cars. These systems have gotten so good now that they can watch the license plates. They started out using it only for congestion control into London,
right?
So that they could charge people when they entered the city center a fee for coming into London. But now there's a big push to extend that and basically watch people's license plates everywhere. And then there's also pushes for GPS, for global positioning system, black boxes to be installed in cars for other kinds of tracking. Usually there's some ostensibly benign reason for this. You know, someone will say, well, we need the GPS system in the car so that we can do more precise taxation of road usage. This has been suggested here in the U.S. too. But then you get into the problem of what else can it be used for? We have a problem with that right now when it comes just with the kind of simplistic black boxes that are in vehicles. Now, a lot of people don't know that the cars that they're driving around in, if they're at all recent, have often not very sophisticated, but recording capabilities that record an awful lot of information about what happens in an accident or how you brake or how fast you've gone recently and all these kinds of things. And the fact that that exists isn't necessarily the problem. The problem is that we don't have laws and rules usually to control how that information is used. So it ends up going to the insurance company, it ends up going here and there, and that's when, again, the abuse starts to creep in because the technology has gotten ahead of the laws and the way we're going to use them.